Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Word on the street on Off the Ball.
Is there a problem? Absolutely. Is it shite? Absolutely. Will you watch it? Absolutely.
Word on the street, available now on Go Loud app.
The Football Show on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by William Hill. Download the app and play today.
All right, welcome to The Kickback. It's Richie McCormack here alongside Brian Kerr, the former Republic of Ireland manager. We've just suffered through Wolves drawing 0-0 with Newcastle. It's a game, as I mentioned there, Brian, towards the end of the commentary, that very few will remember after today. It was without incident, we didn't even see VAR involved.
Yeah, and I was thinking it was great to be spared the idea of picking the man of the match, because that would have been a bit of a struggle.
Simon Hooper for not investing himself in it.
I think the referee for staying out of trouble. But no, it wouldn't go down as one of the great quality games of this season's Premier League. The 0-0 scoreline was fitting, I think.
Yeah, what it tells us about Newcastle is that they can sometimes struggle against these teams where they do set up a low block. And we saw the passing map for them at the end of the first half, where it was that kind of arc several shades out from the Wolves box, and was going from left to right and left to right, and they didn't really manage to find any meaningful ball into either the centre forwards when they came on, Johan Visser or Nick Faltamata, particularly in the first half.
No, there was a lack of quality all round, but they rarely broke through the Wolves structure of 5-3-2, quite compact, but they never got round the back of the full backs, which kind of surprised me. That Anthony Gordon and Harvey Barnes, particularly as the wide players, or the fullbacks Lewis Hall, Trippier joining up. The crosses were all coming from positions level with the edge of the penalty area, so defenders are always favourites. They can see it, goalkeeper can see it. There's no ball into a really threatening area, and that was the trend of the game. Saar was rarely troubled, and equally at the other end it was the same. Newcastle's goalkeeper had a handy day out too, but I think the onus on Newcastle, given the position they're in, they're trying to get into one of those Champions League spots, retain their place in Champions League, still going this year, a match with PSV this week, still have to play PSG. And they're in the running to stay going. And I suppose from a financial point of view for the club, it's important for them to stay. It seems to be important. You think there'd be enough Middle Eastern money for to keep them going even without the Champions League, but it does seem important to them.
Yeah, they've got a lot of wages on the book there. Like, it's, I think, an inability for their centre. Like, its delivery is going to obviously serve both of those centre forwards, but you want to see them, I think, being a little bit more inventive. I don't think we saw enough of it from Valtamata in terms of movement in the first half.
Yeah, but I think
this midfield still looks off it as well.
The midfield, Richie, though, was a bit staid looking. You know, that those three have played most of the season. That's their best midfield: Tonali, Guimaraes, and Joe Linton. The goals usually come. Guimaraes is 8 league goals this year. Tonali hasn't scored. Joe Linton isn't scoring regularly this year. He has in the past, started as a centre forward, was signed as a centre forward from Hoffenheim. But the options after that, no Jacob Murphy today. There doesn't seem to be an awful lot, you know, on top of that, that will make a bit of a difference in midfield. There wasn't much happening from them. Jolinda made runs forward and got involved in the second half more, was in the box, probably had the best chance with a header late on that's saved handily enough. But I just think a disappointing performance from Newcastle. They've had a good little run, won 3 league games in a row before today, won the cup match against Bournemouth last week, which was important. They won on penalties after 3-3 draw, but they looked like they were worn down a little bit by all the games for me today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Mateus Mane for Wolves looks like he's got a bright future ahead of him.
Yeah, but that is the most disappointing match of the matches I've seen him in. I've seen him the last couple of games, Everton and West Ham. He was resting for the cup game last week against Shrewsbury. I didn't think he had a great impact on the game today. Little bits and pieces. He has definitely got the ability. He's got great technical skill, composure on the ball, and he's a good physique about him. But it didn't have a great impact. But it's a good situation for him to be in that. There's not many teams who play an 18-year-old in the Premier League. Arsenal have obviously played some young lads this season. But in general, it's hard to get a game at that level unless you've got exceptional talent or the team are in a position where they're already relegated. They're not quite in that position yet. Mathematically, they're not. But he's getting his place on merit at the moment. And looks like he has a good future ahead of him. But I would have liked him to see him on the ball a lot more today.
Before I let you go, we saw the big news, at least domestically in the last 24 hours, has been the return to Derry City of James McLean. Do you see this as being, like, the league will say, oh, it's like it's a great thing because it's, you know, Republic of Ireland international coming home and one who's got such a high profile as well. For Derry City, do they need to keep signing players who are in their mid-30s?
I think James is in an exceptional situation. Okay. I mean, he always said he'd want to come back and play for his hometown team. You know, he was playing, he was getting the game at Wrexham regularly enough. I think he's 17 appearances this year, not all starts. But still, a championship level would indicate that he's still a good player. There's not many players that come from the championship back in the League of Ireland, no matter what age they are. Players coming from England to the League of Ireland are usually young lads who are not getting a game and they're on loan at the earlier stage of their career when they're maybe 18, 19, 20, 21, or lads coming back out of division, what I'd call Division 4 in England. So I think he can add something to the Derry thing. Certainly his enthusiasm and his professionalism will add something to it. And with his brother coming back to Derry as well this week from Sligo, it's an interesting... I think they're two interesting signings. He'll add a bit of excitement and a bit of, I think, maybe...
Needle.
A bit more needle to the away games, but I think very respected by Irish football supporters for what he did for Ireland when he played.
A lot of... ground to go between now and the start of the season, of course, because I think there's so many signings. We're seeing pre-season friendlies with trialists making up half of the teams almost in some instances, but we're getting together and we're going to be at the Aviva in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, but I think teams are all a lot more settled than they were in previous seasons where we had a situation that there was, you know, wholesale changes because players were only on 1 year contracts. Now it's a bit more stability around, and you know, we see teams this year and there may be signing 3, 4, 5 players, but not what we've seen before. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the opening game. I'm looking forward to the Friday night start, even the fact that, you know, there's going to be plenty of matches on Virgin, the two matches the first week of the season, matches on Off the Ball every week. And I hope that the crowd stick with it that we've had in the last few seasons, and as tickets are as hard to get for matches as they've been, particularly for the Dublin Derby.
I'm currently trying to warn off English friends from coming over because you can't really plan to get Bo's tickets that far in advance. That's the situation we're in now, for the time being at least anyway. But for now, Brian, thank you so much.
The Football Show on Off the Ball,
brought to you by William Hill. Download the app and play today.